Ladies in 1860s dresses fanned themselves in the heat of midday surrounding the Knott House Museum. Florida Secretary of State Ken Detzner joined the 2nd Infantry Regiment, United States Colored Troops Living History Association, to celebrate the sesquicentennial anniversary of President Lincoln's Proclamation of Emancipation reaching Tallahassee. Detzner focused on the modern significance of that day so long ago.
Today's 150th anniversary is also an opportunity to honor those during the Civil War to present, our current veterans.
On the front steps, keynote speaker and member of the Florida African American Heritage Preservation Network, Clifton Lewis, spoke about the context surrounding Lincoln's actions.
New Year's Day, January 1st, 1863, shortly after noon, word came that Lincoln had signed the Emancipation Proclamation. And there was great joy and jubilation.
It was 150 years ago that Union Brigadier General Edward McCook established Union headquarters in Tallahassee, in addition to reading and enforcing the Emancipation Proclamation. Emancipation Day is just one in a week-long string of events put on to celebrate emancipation in the Tallahassee area. For WFSU News, I'm Katie Switalski.